You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Shows at the National Theatre on July 7th, 8th, 9th, 14th, 15th, and 16th. Friday at 7 p.m. Saturdays at 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Sundays at 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 8 p.m. Tickets available on the short code *365, *535#, and all the usual outlets. 150 Ghana cities. Sponsored by Ebony Condoms, Gino, GCB, and M Notify. Roverman Productions. Be the difference.
There are moments in life when you're just so scared and you feel like just giving up. Oh, but Dino Milk is saying, we know that you can do it. Believe in yourself and then go for it. Go for it. Nourishment, that is your Dino Milk.
Oh. Choose nourishment. Choose Dino Milk Whole Cow, your nutritious instant powdered milk.
Dino Milk. Go for it.
This advert is FDA approved.
Joy 99.7 FM.
maneuver the jet ski. Cause I serve a God that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi. From food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watch them all fall for going against me. Cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. Now praise them, raise them, name it, claim it. Every tongue that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
We're ready for an overflow. Good morning and welcome to Home Affairs. This is Joy 99.7 FM. My name is Adam Knight-Tay. Always a pleasure to be serving you our family lessons right here on Joy 99.7 FM. So why don't you hurry, wake your friend up, tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody that we are ready, we are live on your radio. Also on our social media platforms at Joy 997 on Facebook and on YouTube, we're streaming live. You can also catch the tweets on Twitter. To find out from my team whether we are roping or we are, you know, threading. You can also send me an inbox on Facebook. Name is Adam Knight-Tay, EDEMKNIGHT-TAY. Home Affairs is brought to us by Amasha Partners Limited and iCare. Yum Vita, a delicious way to grow. Dano Milk, choose tasting milk. Choose nourishment, choose Dano Milk. Dano Milk, go for it. And Sankofa Natural Spices, Didier. And Daniela and the team right there, thank you. I admire you people, you know, waking up every Saturday morning. If our show is starting at 6:15, then latest by 5:20, we're all here, and that has been it. Thank you. God bless you for your dedication. And for all of you who are always up and waiting and listening. Yeah, yeah. You're the real MVPs. Thank you for the strength you give us and for the enablement. Thank you. Get ready for all. And this morning, what are we talking about? You know, we said that the month of July was our month for singles, right? We're having conversations about people who are single and planning to get married, or you probably are divorced and, you know, you're on a rebound. But whatever it is, it's a period for people who haven't been hitched in marriage yet. And we've been having a series of conversations. Today, we are asking, do you feel accepted? Do you feel accepted? By who? You will get to know in a very little bit. So let's get ready and get into that conversation in just a little bit. We will be right back.
Fortified with Nutri-V, which contains 16 essential vitamins and minerals, including zinc, calcium, and iron for your baby's healthy growth. Yum Vita, a delicious way to grow. This advert is FDA approved.
Here you go, dear.
Mom, you didn't add milk.
No need to. Taste and see why.
Wow, but how?
Is it milky?
Very.
Is it creamy?
Yes.
That's Milo all in one for you. It's so milky, eh? I don't need to add more milk.
I love it, Mommy.
Give your kids all in one. It's truly milky and rich in calcium. Milo, energy to go further. Milo. This advert is FDA approved.
Guys, gather around. You know, I want to surprise wife Fee on her birthday this year by taking her to Singapore, Malaysia, and Indonesia. So you think I can't afford it? So you are laughing. Watch the TV. Breaking news! Your dream of exploring Singapore, Malaysia, and Indonesia, especially on the Bali Island, is here. And Adansi Travels is making it possible with the Asia Cruise and Land Vibe Tours. It's 10 days of nature, fun, and adventure from 21st to 31st August at a cool rate of $3,750 per person and $7,450 for a couple. Your flight, hotel accommodation, daily breakfast, cruise, tours, airport transfers, visa, and travel medical insurance are all sorted. Celebrate our 10th anniversary with us. Visit adansitravels.com or call 0595-500-817 or 0556-310-404 to book your spot. Adansi Travels. Fuel life's beauty.
If you get LPG, let me see your hand. Ooh, I got
Ah, Mr. Menu, I'm not happy with you, Cry.
Oh, landlord, eh? What is it?
Me, what is the problem? How can you allow your wife cook with charcoal and firewood? Don't you know smoke is harmful to your wife? don't you have gas?
Oh, landlord, me, I've been using charcoal since. Oh.
Ah, you're not current at all. Now, every Ghanaian uses gas, because it's safe and convenient. Just one match stick, pa, and you're good to go. Food cooks faster, and the taste is retained.
Hey, landlord, be that.
Eh, you think I'm joking, eh? New rule, no gas, no accommodation. Ah, even you just paid your rent, eh? And my friend, come for your money and leave my house.
Hey, landlord, if you make a mistake and you give me this money, I'm not going to move. I'm going to buy gas.
Like you will see.
Don't be left out. LPG is safe and convenient. This campaign is brought to you by the National Petroleum Authority and supported by the Ministry of Energy and World Bank. Contact our toll-free number 080-012-300 for more information.
Thank you very much for staying with us. This is Home Affairs and we're live right here on Joy 99.7 FM. For the past 3 weeks, there's some gentlemen I have caged. so much. But this morning, as part of our conversations for the singles, we are asking, have you been accepted or do you feel accepted? It's not a question we usually would ask, you know. But we reckon it's very important, so we'll have that conversation. But let me also remind you that we've been talking about this after, you know, these conversations, right? We're going to have a single summit. It's going to happen at the Best Western Hotel on the 12th of August. And you will have to make your reservations real quick. Unfortunately, those conversations are not going to be on the radio. You need to be there. And because we want all of you to be there, we've managed to secure a very, very, very good deal. If you're coming alone, it's just 150 CDs. And that's because you're going to have breakfast. It's going to be a conversation over breakfast. Even better if two of you are coming. That's 250 for the two of you. Good breakfast, good conversations, giveaways, and all that. You get to network, you get to meet people, and who knows? We're planning for only 100 people. So you want to start by registering now. If you want to be there, it's 059-288-9986. 059. Let me, you know, go over it patiently. 059-288-9986. 059-288-9986. You just want to send a message and then we'll reserve a spot for you. We will keep updating you. But it's important that you reserve a spot. I am very excited about it. So note the date, 12 August. It's a Saturday. You have breakfast, you know, you're going to have a lot of networking conversations. You'll get to interact with our guests and the counselors who will be there and all that. And we're actually not charging anything. We're not paying anything. It's just because we want you to have breakfast and so that we can, you know, interact very well. And so you're actually just paying for your breakfast. If you're coming alone, it's 150. If you're coming in twos, then it is 250 for the two of you. So start planning for it. But reserve a spot now, 059-288-9986. So we're asking again, have you been accepted? Do you feel accepted? That's our conversation for this morning. Do you feel accepted? Now, let me share some scenarios with you, reasons we feel like we need to have this particular conversation, right? So one, I happen to be, speaking at, you know, somewhere, and then I had conversations with three different people who seemed to have these issues. Honestly, I didn't think that it was, you know, a big deal. And then Daniela also had her own experiences with people who mentioned that, people in her age group, you know, who mentioned some of these things. So we thought that, okay, looks like this is a thing. So we might want to have conversations around it and invite our guests to share insights on it. This gentleman says that he took her girl home, right? And then, his parents are, his father is no more. He has two siblings who are girls, and they are all in school, like in the university. He is working, but still lives with his mom. And I mean, it's about to move out, but then, you know, has started a relationship. Tells the mom about it. She was acting some way. Why? Because her mom has always been eyeing a certain girl for him. Like, you know, this is a good girl and things like that. So consider it. But the considering is not considering for him. You know what I mean? And then he went out of his way to find his girl, likes the girl. So let's go meet my mom. He told his mom and everything that, look, the girl you are eyeing for me, she's cool and everything, but my heart is not in it. So you've got to understand. And mommy is some way, but yeah, I mean, I'm not interested in your girl. So see my girl. Took the girl home. She says, you know, got somebody to cook a nice meal and they were there. Questions. Which tribe does she come from? She is a number 9 like me. And they are not, I won't mention their tribe. And she's a number 9 like me, but I won't mention their tribe because it is not really, you know, a tribal issue. And then, okay, what do you do? She says what she does. Okay, all right. You're welcome. And that's how the conversation ended. They finished their meal and mommy just left and went to her room. And then they sat for a while. This is the guy telling me that, look, the girl was very, very uncomfortable, you know. But he tried to calm her down. And then, you know, they left. She's visited like twice. And mommy has been cold. She could just come out and say, hi, how are you? Fine. And then she goes back. She says he knows what the mother likes. So he got the girl a beautiful something to give to the mother. Something very little. He says it's a bracelet. And the mother looked at it and said, thank you, but you can keep it. And rejected it. So it's like the guy says he has assured her that, look, I'm moving out of this home. Like, I've already gotten a place and putting it together. So I'm moving. So it's not like you're going to be coming to me and my mom all the time and things like that. So, I mean, we should be good. But then her reasons are that I do not feel accepted. How long is this going to go on? It's not about the tribalism thing. I mean, maybe that will play a role. But then it's just about the fact that this is not what I want for you. I'm not imposing the girl on you, but you don't like my girl. Me too, I'm not too comfortable with your girl. You can go ahead and marry her, but I mean, that's none of my business. That kind of attitude. And the girl is not comfortable with this thing. I'm young, getting into a family, and all of a sudden there is, I mean, before we are starting, your mother doesn't like me and all of those things. I don't know what your sisters will do eventually if I meet them and all that. So they are still hanging in the relationship like that, you know. But he knows that the girl is not happy. And if she has her own way, she might just want to leave. Not because he doesn't love her, but this situation that she is afraid of. She says the girl has spoken to her mother as well. And her mother is also not comfortable with the situation. And he's in there wondering, you know, what to do. Isn't it enough that I love her and we are not even going to live with my mother and all that? But there'll be family engagements and all that. How do we go about it? So that's one of the reasons. Now the other one has to do with this this lawyers and doctors things. I said I wasn't going to mention it, but you know, this guy also who has this, he's a doctor. And what happened in their cases, that in his cases, you went to school with a group of people, right? And then you move on to the university. And because of that, they find themselves in the same, most of them are in the same church. So they've built like a family. And from secondary school, we got admission to the university. We studied medicine, quite a number of them. And then, so they are family. They are always together. They have like a professional association, both boys and girls in there. And what it is that people marry people for the thing inside, like, you know, when you're in a choir and things like that. So they all meet together as professionals and, you know, and it looked like for him, there was this other lady that, I said, we had something going, we were cool like that, but it didn't turn out well. Then he met like a young lawyer and he's happy with her. And then, you know, they're cool. So he introduces her to the fraternity. And everybody is like, okay. I mean, you kind of, they feel like you betrayed us because we felt like this is where it was going and we had our own circle and everything. Now this person, we're supposed to accept her and things like that. And the girl feels like, look, yeah, it's not like I am just anybody. Me too, you know. Yeah, so when we meet, well, you people, we don't always have to talk about medicine. I could also say a thing or two. So the girl is really very happy about, you know, the sect that he has. And she has her own as well. But it's just that for the 3 or 4 times that she has been with them, he, and these are the guys talking, he sees that they are just not opening up to her, you know. And the one that he was kind of, is this something or is not something, is also in there. And so they will carry on with conversations and things, exactly, without her and things like that. And he says the girl has complained that, Charlie, maybe I will have a relationship with you and not be with your group. But then he too, this is my family. Like, you know, this is where I have grown. I've been with these people, grown with them and everything. So relax. I'm sure they will come around. You know, these are mature people. Some of them are married. You guys have been close already. You're meeting in this person's house today. You are going here today and things like that. Are you going to come out because of me, or am I going to tag along so that every time you are with them, I feel like, what's the word? The intruder here and things like that. So that's another one I'll share when we are going. But then, so these are some of the issues about going into somebody's life and knowing that they have a life already, a life they had from their childhood, and you not feeling like you're being accepted into their fold. And you know this is marriage, so you're going to be in there for the rest of your life. If you are 30 and God is granting you 70, you are going to be there for the next 40 years. Should you go in hoping that things will change? Do you really have concerns? Like, do you really have to be worried? And what should you do? Is it a red flag, or is just something you can overlook? And this is the conversation I want us to have this morning. Like I said, it really hasn't been an issue that we have discussed there before. But after hearing these things, I went like, okay. But it will be very difficult to be in a place where you feel like you have not been accepted. And yet you have to be there because you're stuck with this one person who is in the group. So how do we go about this? And I thought that, okay, I will assemble my council of elders, and then we will look into these matters. So, Kobina Atabedu, our relationship enthusiast, good morning and you're welcome. And then Reverend Kofi Boateng Esquire, good morning, welcome. I also have Phoebe on Zoom. Hi, Phoebe. Phoebe, can you hear me? Okay, Phoebe will come along. Okay, so who do I start with? Kobi.
These are two different scenarios that would require two separate different responses. The one to do with the circle of friends, for me, is no big deal.
Okay.
You outgrow your circle of friends. So at a point, all those people will find, what I'll find its level, all those people will move on. As I sit here, I have my best man. I was his best man. He was my best man. We were in secondary school together. We were in church together. We were in the same ministry together. I don't remember the last time we spoke.
Ah.
Yep. So life happens and you move on. So if he has to choose between the circle of friends and the woman he has found, who
is supposed... But you know some people
supposed,
have these very strong associations.
You move on. Life will teach you to move on at some point. So for me, it should not be a headache.
Okay.
If he's found his rib and he feels that this is the person who would make me happy in this life. Because when the time comes for them to make choices that will make them happy, believe you me, they will leave you behind.
Okay.
So it is not a big deal for that second situation.
So, I mean, yeah, it sounds very easy. But in the interim, where you're not married yet, and... Mm-hmm. That's where he goes.
The relationship itself may not travel the full length. But these are choices we have to make in this life. And we live with our choices. And the fact that, you see, What is happening is that they are all cajoling him into sticking with the one
that
he chose not to. Now, he must have reasons why he didn't choose the person.
Mm-hmm.
And if he gives in to them, he would marry this person and still not be happy.
True.
And it won't end well eventually.
Mm.
So it is not advisable for him to.
Okay.
But if you flip it to the other one, which has to do with the family.
No, before you go to the family, I still have a few questions around this.
Okay.
So for the lady who is now feeling like, listen, if these are the people you hang out with, then I can't hang out with you and them.
Mm-hmm.
If we need to hang out, then it has to be me and you. If you have to be with your family, then that's what it's got to be.
At some point, it has to be you and your spouse.
Exactly.
Okay.
After you've married, you can't live a life like a bachelor or a spinster. It has to be you and your spouse.
But Kobe, you know, we have also been told that you don't abandon, you know, like the people who have held you down simply because you're married.
But
carry on.
Friends should not choose your spouse
for you.
They should know their limits.
Mm.
And from what you're saying, for me, it sounds like what they have is actually a cult and not a because you use the word sect. It's not like some, you know, harmless friendship. Because if we are friends and as a result you want to dictate who I can marry, or you want to force someone on me because you think that this is the best person for me, what if you're wrong? At the end of the day, I'm the one who's going to have to, you know, suffer the consequences of that relationship if it doesn't work out.
Mm.
So I think, just like Kobe said, I agree with Kobe. Sometimes we outgrow our friendships. It may be time for him to move on, because at the end of the day, when he's married to this woman, it's going to be about them. It's good to have friends that you can fall on and all of that, but not every friendship is meant to be or to be kept for the long haul.
So right now, what should they do?
He should tell them that this is the woman that I want to be with, and if they cannot accept her, then he may have to advise himself.
Okay. You know, I could go on and on and ask a lot of questions because we had like lots of conversations.
It happens.
So what if it turns out that this relationship doesn't work out and you lose your friends too?
Oh, you can always make new friends. Or they will take you back.
That is just life.
Because you wanna have your friends and still have your girl.
See. Yeah, but they can't impose somebody
on you.
You know?
So when it gets to that point where if it looks like you have to choose, then you will have to decide to choose what is important to you, right?
Because now they are trying to interfere in his personal life. You know, we have our friendships, but I have a right to make choices when it comes to my personal life.
And when I do, you guys will have to accept, because that's very personal.
Because that's what people who care about you do. They accept and respect your choices.
Great.
And they stand with you.
Mm.
That's what people who really care about you would do. But if you want to force someone on me because maybe you don't like the person I'm with, because you have your own insecurities about this person coming into my life, then I think the problem is you.
It's you.
You see, with or without this issue, that group will disintegrate in time.
Someday.
It will disintegrate. Once they start marrying, once they start having children, once life's issues...
Some people will travel.
Start getting at them. They'll begin to split one after the other.
Okay.
And you ask anybody who is matured enough, they'll tell you that the more you grow, the less friends you need.
So my takeout, on this particular issue will be that if you find yourself in such a situation, you will have to get to that point where you're choosing what is really important to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, hey, you, I know you're listening. Now you will have to go into yourself and think. Is this the woman I want to be with, and what am I willing to sacrifice for her? These people that I have grown up with from childhood who are not willing to accept the woman I am going to live the rest of my life with, because after we hang out 1, 2, 3 and make all the noise, I will have to go back home.
One more thing for the lady.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to understand the choice and the sacrifice this guy is making.
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason, she has a burden to make this thing work.
But Adam,
let me laugh.
The friends may not be entirely wrong. Okay. Maybe they think they see something that their body doesn't see. You know, as far as this woman is concerned, you know, sometimes when we're in love, we are
blind.
We're blinded by many other things. So they see that this woman may not necessarily be a good partner for their friend.
Hmm.
And so they have this protectionist mindset, like we need to protect you because you're going the wrong way. That will not so much that it will hurt our friendships, but it will hurt you. So in their mind, they are trying to protect him. And that is where he also needs to be a bit objective in considering their concerns. That is if they have been bold enough to spell them out clearly to him that, look, we've noticed so and so and so, and we think. Because that's what good friends do. We're honest and straightforward with our friends.
Kobi, so you see that it wasn't as simple as that. Because there are lots of things to consider.
No doubt about it. I said it is simple because you have to make a choice between family and friends. In the first scenario, it's your family. It's your mother.
I know that's a big
you
one.
Can't,
so
you can't do much about it.
I know
that one is very complex.
Yes.
We'll but go this into one it. Is friendship.
We'll go into it. But you see, these are scenarios or issues that brought about the conversation. So we need to exhaust it so that we open it up.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's how come I am asking all the questions. Somebody's may not just be in this particular, you know, scenario, but you're having issues with people you have bonded with from childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you're bringing in somebody, and like Kofi is saying, they just may have noticed 1, 2, 3 things about this person. But because you're so blinded with love, you go like, listen, you will have to support my choice and this and this and this. And then Kofi, I think it's important that you look back to how long your relationship has been and what sort of friends they have been to you. What advice have they given you along the line that probably has been very beneficial? Reasons why you may have to give their thoughts some reasoning.
Yeah.
And then maybe do the introspection and ask yourself a lot of questions. And I'm sure that by the time you're not just, you know, brushing them aside, but thinking through everything, you may arrive at some point where you can make a very good decision.
Yeah. But ultimately, they are afraid of losing you.
Well,
for good or bad reasons.
True.
Yeah.
Now, depending on the maturity level of the entire group or some individuals, if it is really genuine care because they've seen certain things that you don't see and they've prompted you enough and you are not listening, what they would normally do is they will leave you, but they will still be watching your back.
Yes.
And once what they were prompting to tell you, what we're trying to prompt you happens, they'll be the first to come around you to hold you down.
Okay. So let me go to Phoebe and then I'll let us wrap up on this particular matter because then I want us to... Daniela, please help me. I want us to be able to... So if you're somebody and you find yourself in a situation like this or you have the conflicting sides of friends and your would-be partner and things like that... what should the considerations be before you finally say that, okay, I am going with the person or I am listening to these people who I think care about me, you know? Phoebe.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, you're looking bright. Oh, no, go fine.
Oh, Nani.
Don't tell me.
Ah, you can see her. Wow.
Yeah.
Great. It can be jealous. And then in Nami. Have you been listening?
Yes, dear, I have.
Okay,
I have.
Great. So what will your thoughts be on this? The other, I mean, Kobi decided that we start from the second issue. Which is the one
with
friends.
The second issue, you know, I think everybody has made some very good points. On one hand, it is important to know that friendships can change. You know, they are transient. It's not always... We don't always stay with the same friends that we grew up with. It's also important to look at the value of that friendship and how long it's been going on and the impact those people have had made on my life.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think, like Kofi was saying, we also need to look deeply into some of the counsel we receive from them, some of the things they've said to us in the past, how valuable they are. But, you know, ultimately, when it comes to relationships, it really has to do with your preferences as well and what you're looking for as you're looking for a partner. it is important to take into consideration what people's opinions are in this situation, your friends. But I think, I don't know if it's been said, but I think it's very important to sit with those friends and ask them what their objections and their reservations are. If it's because they expected you to be with the other lady, I don't know if that's a strong point to go on. If it's because they are uncomfortable because...
Oh, Phoebe.
Network.
The network is terrible. Hi, Phoebe. Okay. Daniela, please get through to Phoebe. Let her know that we can't hear her. Now, we are going into the second scenario, but there's another family one. Let me add it to it so that we
she's back.
Phoebe's
back.
Okay.
I also think that's not a very strong reason. Oh,
Phoebe, so we lost you at
I'm
some
here.
Point.
Hi.
We can't hear her.
She's gone up again.
Okay, we've lost Phoebe again. Now, the other point, the other scenario is this young lady who took her fiancé home, boyfriend, fiancé, date, or whatever it is, home. And the family was like, okay, yeah, that's okay. She had spoken to the dad, especially so, because he is, you know, quite difficult about the guy, and this is the person I want to be with. I think he's this. Okay. And then she took the guy home. I looked at him, asked him a few questions. And when they finished, they exchanged contacts. The daddy seemed to be nice some way. But after, called the guy and told him, I have my reservations about you. I am not sure about you.
So the girl's father.
That's the girl's father.
Call the guy.
The only reason I am allowing this is because my daughter seems convinced. Left to me alone, it's a no.
Wow.
So you can go ahead because this is what my daughter wants. And I've got my eyes on you. And so the guy told the lady this, that this is what your father called me and told me. And from then on, there hasn't been so much interaction between him and the girl's family. The girl is like, well, the most important thing is that he's allowing us to get married. So let's just forget about them. Mm. Says a few birthdays have happened in the family, a few occasions, Christmas and things like that, where he has had to go to the house. And what has had to happen is that every time he's going, he has to go with somebody, like a friend or, you know, a cousin or something like that, because nobody is paying attention to him, really, you know. Yeah. So you have to sit with somebody. They won't sack you, but nobody get your time and your issue. So you have to be with somebody. If the girl is busy going around, otherwise then she'll come and sit with him. So it's like, it's just me and this girl. The family wouldn't say don't come. You will come, but yeah, for us it's a no. But for her, it's okay. You can be here. And
did they give her good reasons why they have their reservations?
You men, do you give reasons?
Yeah, we do.
So the daddy didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. This is what he said. The girl says the girl has, you know, tried to ask the father why. Says, listen, I love you very much and I'm just respecting your choices. But if you left it to me, he's not the person I'll choose for you. You know, so you can he can have you, but I've got my eyes on him. When he crosses the line, that is the line that I have in my head, my imaginary line, he won't like it. So you can be with him. Tell him to be the best he can be to you and everything. But if he crosses it, he won't like it. The line, girl, nobody even knows. He's the only person who knows it. Mm. I'm sure he was sitting like the way you are sitting now. With a very fearful look, you know. And this thing is bruising the young man. Then like, okay, how do I continue like this? We love each other. And now the thing is that she's willing to defy her family, whatever it is they think, to be with him, you know. And so that's a very strong reason for him to feel like this girl will do anything for me.
Yeah.
But how can I continue to be on the flanks even when we are married and all that? So we can put the two together and deal with it when some of these pushbacks are coming from the family and not, you know, with the friends. Phoebe, can we hear you now? Okay. So in closing on
here.
Yes, okay. Please, could you finish making your points? Then we'll progress.
Okay. Yeah, so I was just saying that back to the situation with the gentleman and his friends, it's really down to an issue of, you know, what he really wants from a relationship, especially if he's thinking about settling down. And I was also saying that amazing points have been made about the fact that he needs to look at the longevity of the relationship that he's had with his friends, how valuable they've been to him, how supportive and all that. But it also really comes down to finding out what their specific objections are. He needs to know what their issues are and really weigh them as in terms of importance, and compare that to what he's actually looking for and ask himself, is this really an important point to take into consideration? For instance, if they say, well, we thought you were going to be in a relationship with this other lady, I don't think that's a good point, a good reason to break up the relationship. Or they say that, well, she's not part of our group. A marriage is between a man and a woman. It's not between you and a group and your friends and everybody. I mean, if that's the case, then it's not even a very stable relationship. So I think he really needs to understand what their issues are and ask himself if they're really important. If him being with this lady is going to put their friendship in jeopardy, then it shows that maybe they have a controlling or mindset when it comes to the members of their small society or their fraternity, as you put it. And that's not a very healthy dynamic to have with your friends. It's very toxic, if you ask me. So they need to also have a respectful distance from him. They need to respect and honor his decisions. Even after they have mentioned what their issues are, if he decides to stay with the girl, they need to respect that. And I believe even with our friendships, people need to know that we can only go so far. There are boundaries that we need to keep. And when it comes to personal relationships, we need to keep those boundaries. It's not healthy to be in a friendship circle where everybody tells everybody what to do in their personal life. I don't think so.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, so that's the moment. Eye care challenges, look no further. Amasha Partners Limited and Eye Care has it all. Your eyes deserve the best care and quality designer eyeglasses, and Amasha Partners and Eye Care undertake the following services: supply of designer frames, eye testing, supply of lenses, sunglasses, contact lenses, ophthalmologist and attendance, and general treatment. You can locate them at La Opsit Trade Fair, Spencer's adjacent ICGC before the Community 18 Junction, McCarthy Hill Opsit Benji Lodge, North Kanishi, Swan Lake Opsit Greenhand Junction, Achimota. You can find them inside the Dainswa Plaza, Takrade on the Axim Road, Opsit the CBG Bank, Ho there, Opsit the Housing Junction, Kumasi there at the airport's roundabout, and Kolibu Opsit ECG and in Koforidua Central Hospital Road. And when you go to Tema, they are inside the Meridian Plaza in Community 1. Numbers to call 0302-939-850 or 0302-778-827. You can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And Yum Vita Instant Cereal with Milk is fortified with Nutri-V, which contains 16 essential vitamins and minerals, including zinc, iron, and calcium to aid in baby's healthy growth. It comes in three delicious flavors, maize and wheat, rice and wheat variants, and it comes also in three unique pack sizes, the 50-gram, the 400-gram tea, and the 350-gram block bottom pouch. Get the pack size that best suits your family needs. Yum Vita, it's a delicious way to grow. Now the Adansi at 10 vibe is everywhere. Oh. So come and have fun with the host of the Drive Time. On Joy FM, Lexis Bill this August. Let's dance our way into the summer holidays with the best of Southern Africa. Breathtaking trip from Adansi Travels. It's a 10 beautiful days of fun, nature and adventure in South Africa, Zimbabwe and Zambia. Enjoy 3 nights at a 4-star hotel in Joburg, 3 nights at a 4-star hotel in Cape Town, 3 nights at Victoria Falls, and tour of Victoria Falls with guide, sunset cruise on Zambezi River, day trip to Livingston in Zambia, and tours in Joburg and Cape Town. You also have guided shopping in South Africa, and the rate is a cool 3,300 per person and 6,500 per couple, which covers all the above: flight, hotel, and daily breakfast. Get your vibe on and join the Adansilicious tour from the 31st of August to the 10th of September 2023. You can visit adansitravels.com or call 059-5500817 or 055-6310404 to book your spot. Let me also remind you that you should continue to enrich your breakfast with the nourishing goodness of Dano Milk Cool Cow Instant Powdered Milk. The rich taste of Dano Milk makes a perfect combination with your tea, oats, cocoa, and others, and that gives you the great tasting breakfast you've always desired. Dano Milk Cool Cow is fortified with vitamin A and is also a good source of protein and nutrients such as vitamin B12 and iodine to help keep you nourished and strong always. Dano Milk is affordable and in a shop near you. Choose Dano Milk today for your nourishment and build your strength every day. Dano Milk, go for it. This advert is FDA approved. Now the journey to the 8th EMY Africa Awards has begun. It is time to celebrate the men who have made a difference and keep striding. Join us for the live nominations announcement on Sunday, 16th July 2023 at 6 p.m. on Joy Prime TV, Joy FM, and also on YouTube via EMY Africa Network. The 8th EMY Africa Awards, inspiring greatness. 16th July just reminded me of the birthday of my twins. Come Sunday, Adira and Adara, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you in advance. So back to my guest in the studio. Now the family issues. The elephant in the room. Kofi, let me start with you on this one.
Okay, so first of all, let me attempt to situate family issues when it comes to acceptance or otherwise of one's would-be partner in a certain context. And you know that we say that our marriages are between families, and that is why we go to the extent of organizing what we call engagement or customary marriage.
Yeah, the traditional marriage.
Where the two families actually come together. And in most instances, we even do that before we go to church or before we go to court.
Yeah.
So right from the onset, we are inviting the family of our would-be spouse into the marriage. And so we say that we marry into families.
Right.
And so these families feel entitled, or family members feel entitled to be part of the marriage. And that is why some people interfere or do not respect the privacy of the individuals in their marriage.
Yeah.
Is that acceptable? I would say no. You know, people need to know their limits. But to come specifically to the incident that you narrated, the would-be father-in-law says that he has reservations, right, about the gentleman.
Yeah.
What I do know is that I've heard of many instances where such parents have turned around, because initially they think that you are not the right person for their child,
but
for their daughter
yourself,
or for their son. So they need you to prove yourself. It is not fair. but that's the reality of life.
It was.
Many of them over time have come around and they've accepted their in-laws, their sons and daughters-in-law, and some of them have actually become very good friends, trusted partners, if I should put it that way.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it's just that they're just waiting for you to show and prove that
you are the one.
Yes, exactly. You know, so their concerns may be genuine, but I think they are misplaced most of the time.
Great.
But the bottom line is, what will you and I do if, you know, you have children, sons, daughters, and we always think that our children don't know what they're doing. You know, they bring somebody home and then you sit somewhere in the corner and size them up and then you're like, I don't think this boy is
really looking good at your investments.
Exactly. So sometimes they have genuine concerns, except that we need to learn to respect the choices of our children, the choices of our siblings, and so on and so forth. Give them the chance to make their own mistakes sometimes, even if you think that they don't know what they're doing.
Okay, great. I guess this will go for the mother as well, right, Kofi?
No. Yes. Yeah. How men see it is different from how the mothers will see it. Now, for the man, he looks at the... And men have a special bond with their daughters. So they are overprotective. That's the first thing. The second one is he looks at it as, if my daughter makes a wrong choice, I love my daughter so much, I would have to bear the consequence with her. So I have to protect her. Now, if he's someone who is a very detailed person, believe you me, first impressions do count. So most of the time, he sizes the guy on the first impression. And that's how you look and then how you speak. But from that meeting, if he's a very detailed person, he's going to go on social media. He's going to look at your pictures.
He did.
He's going to exactly. Mm-hmm. He's going to check out who you hang out with.
From the daughter, who you are.
Yes, he's going to check all those things. He's going to go to LinkedIn. He's going to check who all those things. And by seeing your circle of friends, by observing your lingua, your language, your choice of words, he can figure out the kind of guy you are.
Mm.
And once he figures out that this is the kind of guy you are, now he has his reservation. In this case, if it was a different man, he'll say, this guy, in my house. But this one loves their daughter so much and respects her choice. So he says, you know what, you can have him, but I have my own eye on him. That means if you, all those things he observed, you need to prove to him that you are not. And me, I think he's a lucky guy. Because then now he knows why. Or he can't even ask the guy, what do you think I've done wrong? And he'll tell him that, if I see your friends here, show me your friend and I'll show you your character.
Hmm.
So you have the benefit of proving him wrong by fixing all those things. And if you do fix them, because of his love for his daughter, you will be his best friend.
Hmm.
So it is up to him to win him over.
Exactly.
I think he has a better case. In some instances,
you can't. Right? No.
The guy pulls his pump action gun and shows it to you that, you know what, I'm giving you my daughter, but I'm watching your back and I have a gun.
What in some instances, an outright
and,
no.
And yeah. Sometimes you have to fight for what you want. If you give up easily because you encountered some small antagonism when you went to visit your would-be spouse, then it also tells, you know, it's an indicator of how much you cared. In the first place. So sometimes you just have to keep going and prove yourself.
I had a house help, and when she got of age, I noticed she was playing games on the side. So I called her one day and I said, you know what, if any man proposes to you, tell the person I want to meet the person. First thing is, it's a filter. As soon as you tell the guy that my dad wants to see you, if he has bad intentions, he's off. If he has good intentions, he knows the door is going to open. He's coming. So this guy comes and I sit with him. I'm like, I see you like my daughter. Eh? You have been spending time with her. Okay. From today onwards, I have my eyes on you. The guy left and never came again.
Angel.
I asked the girl, where is he? He says, I don't know where he is. When you call him, he says, he doesn't pick my call. I say, good. This is the kind of guy who would have impregnated you and ran away. And you see, the thing with sons and daughters, if your daughter makes that kind of mistake, it's a permanent mistake.
Sure.
And so it is not the same if you are being liberal with your son. Because if she gets pregnant and the guy says, I'm not accepting it, or it's not me, one, then you have to live with the disgrace for the rest of your life. You have to look after the child for the rest of your life. Disrupt the child, the life of your daughter. And your investment and everything you had planned for her goes down the drain because of one bad choice you made.
But we are not talking about people, teenagers or 18-year-olds.
No, these are
someone
much.
Like in their mid-20s, 30s. Yeah. I think at
they
that
remain.
Point,
you see, okay, parenting doesn't change irrespective of age. You're a father till you die.
Even when you, like I said, even when
so
you die, you're
not allowed to
rest.
Into a bad marriage and after 20 years, it breaks up and she has children. You end up being the grandfather of the children. You end up having to help nurse her out of her broken heart and look after the grandchildren.
Kofi and Kobi, I'm saying even if you die, they will come and sit on your tomb once
exactly.
And be crying and saying, it can't. Uh-huh. So that you will not rest in peace.
Then you'll be singing, Ihunyan Chanyo, Chanyo, Ihunyan Chanyo.
Hi, Phoebe. Phoebe, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great.
I just enjoying the conversation.
So yeah, we're with you now.
Yes.
Okay.
This is a very interesting one because I think the question we're asking ourselves is, can we trust our parents' assessments of our would-be husbands or wives? And you know, when you were, especially when Kobi was speaking, it reminded me of a conversation I had with my parents years ago. And they looked at me, they sat me down. It's a very interesting conversation. And they told me the kind of man that they thought I could be with. And they said, look, we know you. We know your personality. We know your character. You know, this is the type of man that I believe you would really succeed in marriage with. It was very interesting. This was even way before I met my husband. But it stayed with me because I thought carefully about it. I said, okay, I know my parents love me and they care about me and they want the best for me. So they wouldn't give me wrong counsel, well, at least. And I, you know, I mulled over it. I thought about it. And over time, honestly, it really informed and influenced my thoughts concerning, you know, the person I'll be with. And so I think even with parents, I think it's quite unfortunate, but it is when the person comes home that they start having these conversations and saying, Dabi, Dabi, this person, Dabi, Ishin, Ishin. You know, it's unfortunate that we wait till then, and I don't think that we should. I think it's so important to start having these conversations with our kids early, finding out what they're thinking and, you know, teaching them what a successful marriage looks like. But let's say they didn't. This person comes to the house and you're issuing warnings. I think it is definitely within the parents' rights to obviously assess the person, look at who the person is, and even investigate. I think we spoke about that two conversations ago, about the fact that parents used to do that back in the day. I think it is important to know. Because in a sense, you're letting go of your responsibility and giving that responsibility to somebody else. I also believe that you as the child, as the son or the daughter, have an open, honest conversation with your mom and your dad. Talk about what you're looking at, what you're expecting, how you envision your future. I think it's so important to have these conversations, especially if you have a healthy relationship with your parent. Now, if you don't, then the conversation becomes something else. But what I'm hearing is a father who's genuinely concerned about his daughter. And I believe that they should have a conversation apart from what happened. And so that she can also feel out and understand where her father is coming from. And if the young man is still sticking around, then maybe he does have something to prove. And so I think it does give grounds for everybody to have like a healthy conversation about what's really going on here and what's her father's expectations are, what her expectations are, and what this man wants to bring to the table.
So if I am getting all of us right, handling the friend situation is very, very different from how you would handle the family situation. Because
very, very, very.
Kofi started on the note that if you're going into marriage, and that's true, and the engagement, which is the traditional one, and I'm sure the church usually would ask, have you fulfilled all the traditional rites? And that's how come in church they will ask who is giving out the lady, you know, for marriage and all that. You know, people hire standards.
Yeah.
People hire standards when their fathers are saying no. You know, so it means that having the acceptance of the family is important, right?
Very, very important.
Yeah.
It is very, very key.
Even if they are being for lack of a better word, and reasonably difficult.
I mean,
you still need to find ways around
it. In the Christian context, you want the blessings of your parents when you're going to get married.
Mm.
You know, at the end of the day, when there are problems, we're always told, even in court, we're told to go and try to settle amicably.
Yeah, before you.
Together.
Yeah.
So when you're called to bring your family, who are you going to bring if your parents were not in support of the marriage from the get-go?
Okay.
You know, to come and stand with you.
And believe you me, the storms will blow.
They will blow.
And if you don't have your family behind you, you'll be so alone.
Mm.
You won't survive. Yeah.
Okay. So I think that the family one is a pretty simpler conversation for me, in the sense that we looked at an initial scenario where the mother was also acting around the girl because she has her eyes on some other girl for the guy and all that. What I am learning from all three of you is that if you're having pushbacks from your family, especially so your immediate family, mommy, daddy, maybe an uncle who is taking care of you and all that, you don't just say, look, it's my choice, and you go on.
No.
You will have to try and negotiate.
Can be the worst mistake you ever made.
Yes.
Understand what their concerns are.
Exactly. Yes.
And if you still love this person, have to be able to win them over, and they help you guide you through their concerns as well.
Yes.
So in that situation, we are saying that you don't rush into the marriage.
Yes. At all.
Yes. And one of the things I've noticed, especially when it comes to men, is that they take a cue from how your family treats you when they are coming to marry you. If they get an impression that your parents really don't care are not...
They dashed you.
Exactly. They'll take you for granted. But when they know that if I misbehave, these guys are going to come after me, or they support you enough to give you that protection, you know, they will take, I think they'll be mindful about the things they do to you.
I see. This is...
It's true. It's very true.
This is really very interesting. Because then there have been situations where people have said that, look, I don't care, I want the person, and whether you like it or not, and you hear parents say over their dead bodies and blah, 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 and things like that. And then, okay, you can go and marry and you don't come back to my house again. And,
that's
you know,
not,
some people walk off.
As soon as you do that, believe you me, this world is come to learn. It is not a physical world. It's a spiritual world. As soon as you do that, you will be tested. And they will wait to see if you will stand.
And you would have no.
I have a little bit of time, like some 5-6 minutes. So let me ask this one. Mm-hmm. What if it's a case of an arranged marriage where your parents are hell-bent on you going into that marriage because right from, you know, and those things happen right from childhood, they kind of have spotted somebody, they feel this person is the best for you, or they have seen how the other person too has been groomed and how they have grown up and everything, and the families have agreed that, look, you two will make a perfect couple because they believe being in a good marriage is not just about love, a lot of things, and this is somebody you're also not in love with. What do you do in that situation?
Okay, so two things. If whoever they are pitching to you is admirable to you, I'd say give it a try because you can grow to love the person.
Hey.
But if it is not,
that
is where Rollins would say positive defiance. Believe you me, if you marry anyone you don't love, you may never grow to love the person, and you end up in a very miserable marriage with a miserable life. You regret every single day of making that choice.
Okay, I'm confused here. You said two things. One, you may grow to love the person if you have some admiration for the person. That's what you said.
So
then
you see,
said if you marry somebody you don't love,
yes,
then you may end up being very miserable. So which is it?
So you see, in the past, we used to have arranged marriages.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know the woman, you don't know the man, and they bring the person. You look
in
at
the
person.
They didn't marry with love. Wasn't part of the thing.
Yes. And they look at the, you look at the person and you say, okay, the person doesn't look bad. But at that point in time, you don't have love for the person.
Mm-hmm.
Because the person looks good or okay with you, you decide that I will learn to love the person.
Okay.
Over time, you get to learn to love the person.
All right.
But in instances where you see the person and you don't like the person, it's not what I want, and you are being forced, and you know I can't love you. You know, there are instances where the guys,
so what do you
children meet
instance?
On the side.
Kobe, the time is going. What do you do in that instance?
In that second scenario, don't even go there.
So you can fall out with your parents in this
Oh,
instance.
Yes. That's why it's positively fine.
Hey!
I think in these circumstances, you would not be expected to marry the person the next day.
Okay.
So be open-minded. Maybe out of respect for your family, tell them you want to get to meet this person or get to know them. Give yourself time.
Yeah.
And see how it goes. See if the relationship will grow. If not, you come back and say, look, it's not working out. We don't get along. And give tangible reasons why you don't think the relationship will work. I think your parents will respect you for that if you're able to clearly outline reasons why the relationship won't work.
Okay. You know, in some
Kobe, please
in
let
some
me
cultures.
Take let me take Phoebe's thoughts on this because my time is out. Hi,
okay,
Phoebe.
Look at her smile. Yeah, can you hear me, Adam?
Yes.
Okay. You know, the thing is that arranged marriages, the success rate in arranged marriages is way higher than love marriages. I mean, that's coming to statistics. That's what the evidence shows. And I believe it's because of so many factors. One being the fact that in an arranged marriage, I think both parties understand that this is something we are both going to work at. The issue with marriages that are based on love is the fact that I think a lot of people don't look at the practical issues when it comes to marriage. And so there is always the risk of it not working, especially when the expectations are dashed. That's not saying that everybody should choose an arranged marriage, but I'm just saying, as Kofi said, that we should, you know, take a step back, really look at it, give it a chance. You don't know the reasons, or maybe you may not know the reasons why your parents or your uncle or whoever is suggesting this, but don't knock on it. Give it a go. See how it goes with that person, the conversation, whatever, getting to know each other and see if it'll work. Because the truth is that the possibility of it working is much higher than going to look for somebody for yourself. And the divorce rate in those who got into marriage through arranged means is much lower. Okay. So there's something to it. I don't know. We should look at it.
All right. Thank you. This message here, let me do it quickly. Happy birthday to Dr. Priscilla Chumesi Balfour, Senior Lecturer, Department of Economics, University of Ghana. Doc, Sammy Odami says that you should live to be 99.7 and more. And when we talk of spices, then it's Sankofa natural spices because in Ghana, because it is with no added chemicals. And if you want to live healthy, you know, and live long, then it has to be Sankofa. Remember that our forefathers lived well and long, and it's because every food they ate was natural. So why would you add chemicals in the name of spices to your food? Sankofa Natural Spices is made with our own prekese, Sruwisa, Efomwisa, and Nketenketen. No salt, no sugar, no chemicals, and no monosodium. It is 100% natural. It comes in different, you know, varieties, jollof, stew, fish, soup, chicken, beef, curry, ginger, garlic, spaghetti, noodles, and the price is also affordable. So don't play with your health. Choose Sankofa Natural Spices for your tasty and healthy meals. Sankofa Natural Spices, DDEA. For bulk purchases, you can call 055-560-3143. And remember, your health is your wealth. Sankofa Natural Spices, DDEA. And once again, Yum Vita infant cereal with milk is fortified with Nutri-V and it contains 16 essential vitamins and minerals, including zinc, iron, and calcium to aid in baby's healthy growth. It comes in three delicious flavors. We're talking about maize and wheat, rice and wheat variants, and also in three unique pack sizes, the 50-gram, 400-gram tea, and then the 350-gram block bottom pouch. Get a pack size that best suits your family needs. Yum Vita, a delicious way to grow. So I have this message from my sister, Hetty Sepoga. She says, in my opinion, in Ghana, you do not marry only the man, you marry the entire family. Knowing his background, he should have done his work by talking to his mom about the lady she wishes for him and the fact that he has found a new lady who possesses some qualities he prefers. You don't just take the lady home. You do a lot of work in the background before you introduce the lady eventually to your mom. I'm sure he did that. And for me, these are red flags. The gentleman shouldn't push it. He should do his homework and his homework well by getting his mom into accepting why she is the chosen lady. Mothers will always reason with you when you involve them and give her... Okay, so moving out or not will not solve the problem eventually. As for his, as for the one with the group, it's a close niche friends. It's just a matter of time. They will tag along or they both will vanish. And Hetty says she can relate. Doc, what did you do? So, yes, I think that, look, we have had a very insightful conversation this morning. Weekend City Show is coming up next. I put some notes down. You know, quickly let me go through them.